Right, Margaret Mills is back with me, being a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30, and you're going to be looking at a legal issue this week,
indeed, Margaret. A legal loophole, one might say. Now, I've been trawling through some of the criminal records, going back many hundreds and hundreds of years, of incidents that occurred in the Purley, Tollesbury, Brightlingsea areas, just as a random selection. I came across this fascinating custom of claiming clergy. Now, way back before 1575, so you can tell how long ago this was, the clergy had the right, if they'd committed a crime or a misdemeanour, to elect to be tried before an ecclesiastical court rather than a civil court. Now, ecclesiastical courts in those days were known for the leniency of their punishments. So even if you were convicted, you might get a reprimand, you might get a whipping. The worst case scenario, you might get a year's imprisonment, but you would get a much more severe sentence if you went before a civil court. So not surprisingly, the clergy always elected to claim clergy and be tried by an ecclesiastical court. Now, one of the things that is interesting is there was no actual written record of who was defined as being a clergyman. And so because of this legal loophole, laymen could say, well, I'm a member of the clergy. Now, the test was, could you read? Because obviously only educated people were able to read. And the way to prove that was to read a psalm or an extract from the Bible. Right. Now, it didn't take people very long to work out that even if you couldn't read, you could memorise a psalm or an extract from the Bible. And that's just what people did. And the favourite psalm, which begins, O God, have mercy on me, was Psalm 51.
Right.
And because people used it to, quote, save their neck, it became known as the neck psalm.
Well.
Amazingly, many people did elect this, and they were successful, and they appeared before the ecclesiastical courts and got a very minor punishment, often for quite severe crimes. Now, in 1575, Queen Elizabeth I was so perturbed about the number of people claiming clergy that she introduced a regulation that stopped lay people being able to do so.
I'm surprised that the people doing the checking of this didn't actually pick the psalm or whatever it was that people had to read.
You would think so, wouldn't you, and say, read that, and just do it at random.
Yeah.
But it would appear that a lot of people were getting away with just being able to repeat something while holding open a book.
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you.
And next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at a famous surgeon from Woodham Mortimer.
Thank you.